And if you knew the nature of a man, you wouldn't complain. You just understand. Because all men are dogs. And when a dog pisses on a rug, you don't get angry. You understand. Well, that's just a dog. That's the nature of a dog. It's that men just like that. It's a philosophy. All men are dogs. One book. The title of the book is Men from Mars. Men are from Mars. They're different from another planet. And women are from Venus. And brothers and sisters, when you see all the literature that's out there, you said, this is what they're saying about men. Why? You know what? It's not really their fault. And it's not even your fault. It's the fault of that shaitan. He's so mischievous. And brothers and sisters, say what you want to say about shaitan, but he's skillful. He made a promise to Allah that he's going to take most of us, the majority of us. Allah didn't say he's not going to take any of it. He's going to take many of them except for my few slaves. A few of them, who are they? Those who adhere to Quran and Sunnah, even if it goes against themselves. But if you, brother, play with Quran, play with it, and only use it to whip the woman, you'll never be successful. If you use hadith only to beat the women, you'll never be successful. The key is, apply it to yourself first. Yes, apply it to yourself first. Let your wife, let your children, let your mother, let your father, let your friends see you applying the Quran to yourself first. Brother gets angry at his wife. Get attitude. Walk out the house. Okay. Oh, cool down. Sometimes some of you brothers better walk out the house and put your fist in that woman's face. So walk out the house. You want to control yourself. But who give you the right to walk out the house 3, 4, 5 days and the woman don't know where you are? You don't have the right to do it. It's against Quran. It's against Sunnah. You can't walk out and not let the woman know where you are and you go away 2, 3 days. Sister, don't go for it. Any brother, sister, your husband go out the house a day or two and you don't know where he is? Contact the imam. And you're going to find where the brother is. Because you're wrong, brother. We'll send the security after you looking for you. Well, you gonna look for me? That's my own business. No, when you transgress, that's my business. And I'll go after you. For your own self. You need the protection against yourself. Because you know what? The time is out for you to do anything you want to do because you're the man. I do what I want to do. E-man ain't gonna do nothing to me, no. Watch and see. We have to protect this woman. Invariably, when a man goes away, don't tell his wife where he is, he's doing something wrong. Invariably. He ain't at the masjid. Where are you? Where are you, brother? You gonna go commit adultery because you're angry at your wife? You gonna use that as an excuse? You think Allah's gonna accept that on your Mukiyama? Wait a minute. Imam, what are you saying? I'm saying what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. In my conclusion. You see, brothers, what has happened is that this world is so unnatural. It's reversing the roles. Joan London, I think her name is. Newscaster. Got a divorce from her husband. The man got a nerve to apply for alimony. I want to get some of her money. What's more absurd is he got it. Judge gave him alimony. I forgot how much he's supposed to get from her, how many thousands of dollars each week. A divorced woman now has to take care of her divorced husband. What the hell kind of world is this? Hell. Did I say Jehannam hell? What kind of hell? Yeah, hell world this is, because that's all it is. It's a hell world. Because these people don't know what the heck they're talking about. They intellectualize so much. They intellectualize right out of space. Can you imagine, man? A big, healthy man, 6 feet tall, healthy, sitting and getting alimony from his wife. Even if they gave it to me, I wouldn't take it. That's cheap. You cheat, man. Stand up. Be a man. I'm going to conclude. You see, brothers and sisters, we live in a very unnatural climate here. In my opinion, brothers, and I don't mean you, but the men in this society is messed up badly. Yeah, messed up. They haven't got a clue on how to be a man. Haven't got a clue. So they follow Gotti. Maybe Gotti, I'll be like Gotti. Is it Gotti? Gotti? Gotti. I'll be like Michael Jordan. I'll be like Magic Johnson. These are the heroes that, and so they try to be like them. They haven't got a clue. And that's why their lives are messed up. They're following after the wrong ones. They're emulating after the wrong kinds of people. To me, there's no better role model than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no better. Because you know why? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he combines the true. The strength of a man, the firmness of a man, and the gentleness at the same time. Strong for Allah, yet compassionate. Powerful and merciful at the same time. So we're unbalanced. We're crippled. Because we don't know how to act like a man. I close with this. Of all the nature of man and woman, I want to take one from the man and one from the woman only today. Can I tell you the nature of a man, brother? His nature is absolutely in accordance with that ayah from the Quran. وَبِمَا أَنْفِكُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. He spends out of his wealth. Don't you know, sisters, it's the nature of a man to want to take care of some woman? This is the nature of a man. He don't want to take care of himself. He wants to take care of a woman. That's the nature of a man. Allah created him to want to take care of women. But what happened? The society got turned around. And this society jerked the men around. Especially black men. And men of color. Hey man, why you gotta talk about that? I'm talking about it because it exists, man. Don't you see the handwriting on the wall? You're having problems, man, because you don't know the nature of oppression. You oppress so much that you don't even know it. You don't understand it. Somebody has to open their eyes and let you see it. Some of your victims and don't even know it, victims of racism, and don't even know it. Don't know why you can't get in. Because somebody got their foot on your neck, stopping you from getting in. But not just you, lots of people. I'll tell you about that in a minute. What's the nature of a woman? The nature of a woman is to want to be taken care of by a man. Don't care, brother, what kind of woman it is out there, how independent she is. Her nature calls out to be taken care of by a man. That's her nature. Her nature calls her to do that. But what happened? She becomes so disappointed, so frustrated with men, that she don't even want a man no more. She now wants a woman. That's how frustrated she is. Why? Because some men don't take care of no kind of business. Some men take care of no kind of business. When a man finds a woman, he always improves her condition. Man improves the condition of his wife. Some women marry men, and her condition gets worse. So instead of him taking care of her, he takes care of the man, or the male, excuse me. And so what happens? He no longer be himself. And she's no longer herself. Why? If Allah says that the man spends out of his wealth, listen to the wisdom of how Allah says it. وَبِمَا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ from his wealth. That was said perfectly. Because it's Allah. You can't say more perfectly than that. What do you mean? You see, some sisters make a mistake. The woman sometimes looks for absolute rather than relativity. So then she compares her husband to another man who makes more money. That isn't the right way to do it. So therefore, she doesn't appreciate what he gives follows what he earns. If a man makes $100 a week, it's not enough. But yet he goes out, work 8 hours a day, stand in the sun, and you know he hustles, he's not lazy, and he comes home at the end of the week and says, honey, here's $100. She's supposed to say, Allahu Akbar, thank you, baby, for what you have done for me. But she says with disdain, what is this? It ain't enough for me, I want more. Nigga, you gotta go out there and get some more. This ain't nothing, you ain't nothing. He's never been nothing, get out my face. You old low down something. Other women, they got this and they got a car, they got a house. And I'm living in this ratty apartment. I want me a house, get out there and get me a house. Sister, you'll never get it that way. Because a man, nothing inspires a man like a good woman. Not a woman to badger and bash the man, but a woman to inspire the man. He don't need to be beat down. He need a woman to console. A woman to say, honey, you can do it. A woman to say, baby, I'm behind you. I'm with you. I'm convinced. I have conviction in you. And when a woman tells a man that, the man will go out there and conquer the world. A man will conquer the world for a woman he loves. And a woman who inspires rather than criticize, rather than beat down. And you will find out, sisters, you get infinitely more if you know your nature and know the nature of a man. And so when you beat a man down, you lose confidence in him. It makes him withdraw. So he crawls into the cave. What happened to my husband? He don't speak to me. He withdraws. He doesn't love me. He goes away. He don't want to be with me. He don't want to be with that. He don't want to be with that. Because he wants a woman that's appreciative. Honey, our family is appreciative of that $100 that you have gotten. Then the next day, she said, you know, honey, you know something? I know some men who make $700, $800 a week and they don't have near your talent. You're better than they are. And then she leaves it. She drops the seed. Because she got to now be wise. No more wisdom in Muslim ummah. Everybody's law, no more wisdom, no more love, no more tenderness. Olden days, that's the way the women did it. And that's why they stayed married 30, 40, 50, 60 years. A woman know how to treat a man in the old days. But in the old days, a man know how to treat a woman. So now, we find many of our women on welfare. All right, I'm the man now. I'm married now. Give me the check. Come on, I'm the maintainer. See, the Quran says, Arrijalu kawamun al-nisa. Now read in Arabic now. Men are the maintainers of the women, so therefore give me a check now. And I manage the check money. I manage the welfare money. You go out there, go lie, go bring me the money. Go lie now and bring me the money. And I manage the money. Don't go for it. A real man say, honey, I realize the condition you're in. I'm going to take you off that. Let be the leader of this community. Every husband take their wives off of welfare. Every husband. This is the leader of this community. Of these Muslims. Every man who have a wife on welfare, get off of welfare. But make your plan. Plan it. I'm not going to let that woman stay on welfare one more day if she don't have to. But I will be the man. I will maintain. I will protect. I'll be the provider. Not the government. Because as long as the government is the provider, the government will get the respect of your wife and not you. Now, let me tell you another thing. They say, honey, it's all right. I love you. It's okay. You keep me on welfare. I love you. You see, brothers, there's a misunderstanding that some people think that love is unconditional. No such thing as unconditional love. Everybody wants something in the relationship. They may not say it at first because she's smart. It's okay, honey. Yeah, I understand. No problem. But when she gets you, you're going to hear a different tune. Right, you should. But I'm saying hear a different tune from the beginning. So, brother, you good brother, talk to my wali. My sister, I want to marry you. Okay, brother, fine. Alhamdulillah. Talk to my wali. Talk to my guardian. You see, because the guardian, brother, ain't going to be no wishy-washy self. I say, okay, brother, let me see your bank account. Well, what you mean? You want to marry my ward? Yeah. Let me see your bank account, man. What kind of money you making? What kind of job you have? Well, you know, I don't have a job yet, but I intend to get a business. When? Next year. Well, what kind of business? Sales. What kind of sales? How are you going to do it? What's your plan? What's your plan? What's the black and white? Where is it? Don't tell me about no stuff in the sky. Where is it? I can see it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can understand it. Where is the plan? You see, because the nature of the man, you want to hear something, brother? The time you feel greatest, when you're providing for your family. Don't you feel good, brother, when you come home shopping and you bring all the food home? Don't you feel good, brother, to know that your wife and your children are nourished by the food that you brought from the sweat of your labor? Don't you feel good? Don't you feel good to know that your wife's clothing, your children's clothing is based on what you have done by your sweat and by your blood? Don't you know a good feeling? Especially when the wife and the children say, oh, Dad, thank you. He's a good dad. He's a good husband. Thank you. What'd I do for a man? Man say, yeah. You know why? It goes with his nature. But sister, let me tell you something. When a man don't take care of you, believe me, he's beating himself. It is a true man. He don't like not taking care of his wife. He don't like it. So, oh, well, please help me to take care of my family. Please help me to get my family out of the condition that they're in. Please help me, Allah. And then they go to work. In my conclusion, brothers and sisters, I'm saying to you that it is the nature of a man. It is the nature of a man to work for his family, to spend out of his life, to sacrifice his entire life for his family. That is his nature. And he'll be truly happy when he is in conformity with his nature. And it's the nature of a woman. It is her nature to accept security from a man. Every woman wants security. Every woman wants to know that she's loved and nourished and cherished. Every woman wants that. To know that her man, my man will take care of it. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about food. My man will take care of the food. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about the house. My man will take care of that. I'm not worried about education for the children. My man will take care of that. I'm not worried about that. This is the nature of a woman. But I tell you the truth, brothers. We, many of us, have caused the woman to go outside of her nature. Why? Because now she, because we didn't take care of business, now she must go out there and take care of business, and then now she must lose something of her feminine nature, only because now she has to survive and take care of the family that was abandoned by so many men. Yes. And so many children abandoned by so many men. So many children abandoned by so many men. So now, a lot of little children running out there, Muslim children, who got fathers, they don't know where they are. Father don't send no money. Father don't send no maintenance. But a Muslim man, he runs toward obligation. He runs toward responsibility. He tries to find, where my son? Where my daughter? I want to be in their lives. That's a Muslim man. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have us to do. Now, brothers and sisters, I say this to you, brothers, in my conclusion. This society right now is suffering financially. If you read the papers now, unemployment rate is going up. New York City average is higher than all the cities around the country, higher than the national average. 10 million people in the United States looking for jobs can't find it. Question is, what do we do about it? I'm saying, brothers and sisters, brothers, we must please, I'm begging you, you have to band together. You have to do it. You have to do it today. I keep telling you, brothers, please, they are going to lay you off on your jobs. They're going to fire you. Read the handwriting on the wall. Big corporations are failing. People losing their jobs. Just the last month, another 100,000 went into the unemployed field. Big monstrous multi-corporations are failing. Don't you see the handwriting on the wall? What are you going to do? Just wait for the government to take care of you? I'm saying they're not taking care of you. In addition to that, they're talking about Muslim fundamentalists. You're going to be the first to go. You thought you were the last fired when you were African-American. Or the first fired when you were African-American. Now you're African-American Muslim. And you came in an office so bad. Yeah, Islam, you Islam. See, they needed you before. Islam, I'm going to Juma. I'm going to make my prayer. You ain't going to say nothing about it. Now they got to fire 1,000 people. Now who I'm going to fire? Oh, me, Rashid, Muhammad, Ahmed. Go ahead. Even if you're a good worker, you think they're going to keep you above their children, their friends? It don't happen like that. Not in this real world. Therefore, we must do for ourselves. That's what I'm saying. I say it again. When this Juma prayer service is over, you got to get together. You got to pull your nickels together. You got to create jobs. You got to create industry. You have to do it. You have to do it. I'm almost ordering you to do it. Keep your job. No, don't quit your jobs yet, but create business, create industry now. Keep the money in the circle now. Why? Because we have to keep our families intact. And believe me, if our brothers are not working, the marriages are not going to work. Say what you want to say. You're idealistic. I'm trying to be real with you. Because that woman, for a while, she accepted. But after a while, the nature comes up now. She's seeking security. I'm saying, brothers, these brothers have to be secure, man. And not only jobs, I'm telling you, brothers, we have to have jobs that pay decent wages so they can take care of their family. I don't mean working two jobs, each job making $3 an hour. So you work 18 hours, or at 16 hours, and then you spend no time with the family. Then you go to another problem. We want to have good jobs. Teach the children, educate the children, and at the same time, let the brothers, inshallah, work together to raise money, inshallah, so that we can be viable husbands and fathers, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah, spend on our family, then take some to build Islamic institutions, inshallah. We have to do it. So I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He blessed the men to be men. Bless us to grow in strength and bless to prosper this ummah, so that we can do the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his ummah in love with Al-Quran. Make us to study the Quran. Make us to read and make us to memorize the Quran. Make us to understand the Quran. Oh Allah, please bless us to implement your injunctions in the Quran. Oh Allah, strengthen us so that we be able to teach the Quran to the people. Oh Allah, guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, you know how your community is suffering for finances, the lack of it. Please help us and give us finances. Give us the strength and give us the courage. Give us the willpower to go out there and give it for your pleasure. Bless this community, oh Allah, with millions and millions and millions and billions of dollars for your pleasure so that we can develop the institutions for our children and for our family. Please help us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ala azwaji Muhammad wa ala dhurriyati Muhammad wa sallim taslimin kathira. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار والحمد لله رب العالمين قام الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله